This is the BBC, with the Daily Minutes podcast. Oh no, it isn't. I mean, this is the Daily Minutes podcast. This is, however, not the BBC.
Daily Minutes podcast number 1672 with today's bulletin, 12 July 2019. This is our bulletin for Friday. Daily Minutes podcast is a podcast in either English or Dutch, or a mix of both, on several topics with a strong focus on technical topics like amateur radio and shortwave listening. This podcast today will be in English. Well, we had a few days that I had to pass because I wasn't capable to do a podcast, partly because of minor health reasons, partly because of a lot of work. I'm also rather late today for the same reasons. I did, however, have time to think a bit about the future of the Daily Minutes podcast. Most probably soon I will start with the following format. Twice a week I will do a broadcast on ham radio news. One time in Dutch, the other time in English. And in addition to that, I will return to writing and reading column texts. Reading I didn't do before, but I did write a lot of them for many years. These columns will have a variety of subjects, not only technical or ham radio stuff. So it will be quite broad. I'm not sure whether I will be able to maintain writing a column every day. I could do so in the past most of the time, but I didn't have to read them as well then, and those columns also were shorter than I would prefer for a podcast now. This is a preliminary idea because what I plan to do, because changes are always possible, most probably for practical reasons. Well, today we have another offshore radio station, Radio England, which was not very well known in the Netherlands. However, the laissez-faire radio ship was also used by the Dutch offshore radio station Radio Dolphin in the 60s. Today we also have data at the end of the podcast in another slow scan radio broadcast.
Alphazon Tape Tricks Archive Recordings. The story of Radio England. Narrated by Tony Hawkins.
Swinging Radio England, where the music is news.
The story of Radio England begins with the success of another station which started broadcasting on the high seas in those pioneering days of the early 60s.
If you want to sail in England, if you want to tell everybody what you've got, radio's the way to do it. Radio London is the very spot.
For further information about Radio London and what it can mean to you, contact Radlon Sales Limited, 17 Curzon Street, London. Do it today.
Call Mayfair 5361.
One of Radio London's backers was a Texan in his late 30s, William Vick. He had a background in chemicals, banking, and inevitably for a Texan, oil. Having seen the ease with which a pirate radio station could be set up in Britain, and the money that Radio London was making, he pulled out of his association with Radio London, and together with other Texan backers, made plans to start another station. Two stations, in fact, because Radio England and Britain Radio were to be the first twin sister stations broadcasting from the same ship. William Vick was to be managing director, and Jack Nixon, coordinator of the station. The other member of the management triumvirate was Don Pearson. Johnny Walker.
Bill Vick was a very mild-mannered, quiet Texas gentleman. Very well-mannered, called people sir, you know, had a very crew cut. He's sort of typical American on the one hand, and then Don Pearson was the sort of JR figure. 10-gallon hat and huge boots and quite a colourful pair they were.
Soon, news reached the British press that a former US Navy Liberty ship, the 480-ton, 186-foot motor vessel Olga Patricia, was being fitted out as an offshore radio station in Texas and Biscayne Harbor, Miami, Florida.
Pop radio pirate ships face new challenge. A radio ship is being fitted out at Miami, Florida, ready to invade Britain's pop pirates. 9 U.S. disc jockeys have been recruited, and an advance party is already in London. Probably, the 480-ton Olga Patricia will be broadcasting to Britain in 2 months. She will transmit 2 programs simultaneously, one devoted to pop, the other to soft music. The 176-foot vessel was brought to a Miami dockyard 3 months ago from the Panama Canal Zone and painted black. A 100-foot radio mast has been fitted and 2 50,000-watt transmitters installed. The men in the syndicate are represented in Miami by a Texan named Don Pearson. He refuses to discuss the project except to claim
there is also British money backing us.
The disc jockeys have been recruited by an American known only as Ron and describing himself as program director.
Next, the news broke that the Panamanian registered ship was on its way.
Jack Nixon, at 5'8", the skinniest Texan you're likely to meet, flew into London this week with peace in his heart and an offering of goodwill to Postmaster General Anthony Wedgwood Benn. An unlikely combination of virtues in the circumstances. With 16 unnamed British, US and Canadian backers, he's entering the pirate radio business. He's floating 2 stations in one, Radio England and Britain Radio, beyond the 3-mile limit off Harwich. He claimed they'll cover the whole of England 24 hours a day. And with characteristic Texan understatement, he promises that they'll be
the biggest and bestest of them all.
The Olga Patricia, aptly renamed the Laissez-Faire, was now braving the unpredictable Atlantic Ocean. 18 months before, its predecessor, the former minesweeper Density, which had been rechristened the Galaxy, had undertaken the same journey. That ship had become the home of Big L, Radio London. Johnny Walker remembers waiting for the Laissez-Faire.
I got hired in March of 1966, and they said the boat will be coming on, you know, in a couple of weeks' time. A couple of weeks went by and nothing happened. And I was hanging around London, you know, going into the office every day. And it all seemed very disorganized and very ill-prepared. And we also had a DJ called Colin Nicol, who'd been on Radio Atlanta, the ship that later became, you know, Caroline South. And he was asking them all sorts of questions about the state of preparedness of the ship and was saying to me that he said, this really seems wrong, you know, they haven't even got any huge rubber tires hung over the side of the ship, which are vital, you know, when the tender comes alongside. Although they'd made out in the sort of hype that they really had the whole thing all together, it seemed, you know, that it was a pretty much of a shambles.
In the 1960s, some American radio stations began to prefix their names with a superlative. In the UK, Radio London was known as Wonderful Radio London.
Wonderful Radio London.
And so Radio England became Swinging Radio England.
Swinging Radio England, where there's action.
2 55-kilowatt transmitters sounded like a real challenge for Radio Caroline South and Radio London. Both stations had 50-kilowatt transmitters. Radio 390 also had reason to be troubled. They claimed a power output of 35 kilowatts, although it was widely known within the pirate radio industry that they only had a 10-kilowatt transmitter. The excellent size and sighting of the antenna system on the Red Sands forts in the Thames estuary meant Radio 390's signal was superb for such a low-powered transmitter. However, Britain Radio, Radio England's twin station, would be 55 kilowatts, and their format, like that of Radio 390, would be easy listening. Pierre Vic, the station's management company, had opened offices at 32 Curzon Street, just over the road from Radlon Sales, Radio London's offices. Curzon Street was a plush West End address, close to Park Lane, with the Hilton Hotel and Playboy Club at the end of the road. Just off Curzon Street was Chesterfield Gardens, the offices of Radio Caroline. Pearl and Dean, the cinema advertising company, were to handle advertising. So it seemed to both Caroline and London that Peer Vic meant business. The Olga Patricia, renamed the Laissez-Faire, had now taken up position off the Essex coast, and Johnny Walker remembers his first visit to the ship.
Awful let down when we actually got on the boat. I mean, it was a pretty rusty old boat. Apparently Don Pearson had said in Texas, where the boat was outfitted, that he wanted a radio station on a ship in 2 weeks, and he didn't care what it cost. So they prefabricated a room for the two transmitters, and then these holds were just lowered into the ship. And the studio section was also a big room lowered into the hold. And Rick Randall, another DJ, had been trying to wire up a board on the way over as the ship sailed from Texas up to the North Sea. The first thing that went wrong was that it stopped in Miami and picked up Ron O'Quinn and another DJ. And the antenna had been put up, and apparently in the ripples of Miami Harbor, the antenna was shaking like crazy. And the moment it got outside the harbor and into the open sea, bang, the whole antenna system fell down. So then the ship put into Lisbon and tried to repair the antenna there, which still wasn't fixed by the time it got over to England.
At the end of May 1966, the first test transmission began. The engineer held up transmissions until a copy of the Yellow Rose of Texas was found and transmitted this as the first record. For the first time, Radio London and Radio Caroline found themselves with powerful opposition.
We don't want all the listeners, just want you.
Walking McCat named Dog, Norma Tadega, the in sound for the in crowd, swinging Radio England, your much more music station. We're on the air broadcasting on 355 meters in the medium wave band, on the air at reduced power for transmitter test purposes. For any reception reports, please send them to Swingin' Radio England, 32 Curzon Street, London, W1.
Swingin' Radio England.
By the late and great Buddy Holly this time. It's by Peter and Gordon, the Oldie Goldie tune called True Love Way is on Swingin' Radio England on the air for broadcast test purposes on full power. It's 4:13 in the afternoon. Ron O'Quinn, good afternoon. How the world are you? England and the continent's most powerful offshore radio voice. This is Swingin' Radio England, 355 on your meter dial in the medium wave band link type thing there. If you'd like to address a card, a letter to tell us how the signal's coming in, we certainly would appreciate it. Be glad to answer back any questions you might have via letter. Send it to 32 Curzon Street, London, W1. 32 Curzon Street, London, W1. A song here from the BBC television hit show now.
Originally, Radio England began transmissions on 355 meters, whilst Britain Radio, hallmark of quality listening, put out its test transmissions on 227 meters. After a short time, these frequencies were changed, and Britain Radio moved to 355, whilst Radio England changed to 227.
Peggy Lee, and it ain't necessarily so. Well, it is, too, because it's 9:30, and you're listening to Britain Radio broadcasting on 355 meters in the medium wave band. 30 minutes away from now, it's, what's his name? Who's your name again? That's it.
Britain Radio, weather.
It'll be cold today, but for most parts of the British Isles, they will be dry with sunny periods. Some, good. There will be some snow showers, especially over high ground in the north of England, Scotland, and Wales. Tonight will again be cold with temperatures well below the freezing mark. So if you haven't got antifreeze in the car, booze it up. 15 minutes from now, we'll have...
Hey, Twinkie Lee. Gary Walker. From Swingin' Radio England, the Larry Dean radio program. Thanks a lot for all the cards and letters we've received so far from all over, such as Helsinki, Finland, Hamburg, Germany, Munich, Germany, Belgium, all over the place. Thanks a lot for all the cards and letters. If you have any requests or reception reports or something like that, send them to your favorite boss jock, such as me. Larry Dean, care of Swingin' Radio England, 32 Curzon Street, London, W1.
England's finest. Swingin' Radio England, where the music is new. Today, this song is Boss Sound number one.
Anyone who did write in received a postcard bearing a picture of the ship and what looked like a handwritten message from Bill Vick.
Many thanks for your interest in our stations. We're on the air to please you, so thanks for your comments. Keep tuned to your number one entertainment. Sincerely, William E. Vick.
The handwriting was, in fact, printed blue ink.
You've asked for it. Boss Radio's got it. The brand new car stickers are available now. To get your free Boss-tabulous car sticker, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Boss Car Sticker, 32 Curzon Street, London, West 1. Remember, it's free from the Boss.
Car stickers, when they became available, were high-quality vinyl, printed in color with the Union flag either side and bearing the words Britain Radio England. They were also very difficult to keep in position because no one had thought it necessary to put any glue on them. In those early days, listeners were surprised to hear professionally sung American jingles on both stations. Previously, Radio London had been the only station with its own American jingles. Radio England had bought one of the classic packages produced by PAMS, Production and Marketing Services of Dallas, Texas. The jingle package was PAMS Series 27, Jet Set, and it featured many of the best novelty jingles ever recorded, with sound effects and distinctive brass mixed with a soprano girl singer. The package featured a powerful all-male singing group.
Stay with the fun.
Woo-hee!
Hear all the hits on Swingin' Radio England. Swingin' Radio England. Swingin' Radio England, where the action is. The fastest thing in the air, Swingin' Radio England.
The package was evidently recorded with very little guidance from the management of Radio England, as most of the lyrics remained the standard lyrics which are on the demonstration tape distributed by PAMS.
The fastest thing in the air, 77 WABC.
There were even cuts that Radio England would never use.
Swingin' Radio England, with sports in action.
Britain Radio had bought a classic easy listening package from PAMS, the Smart Set.
The bright sounds of the Smart Set.
Hallmark of quality, Britain Radio. Hallmark of quality, Britain Radio. With music for this, that, and the other.
Interestingly, some years after Britain Radio closed down, the BBC had this package re-sung for Radio 2.
Two's company, each day when you're in stereo, Radio 2 from the BBC.
The DJs who were hired for Radio England were Americans Ron O'Quinn, Jerry Smethwick, Larry Dean, and Rick Randall. The English DJs were Colin Nicol, Graham Gill, Brian Tilney, Johnny Walker, and Roger Day.
I heard about Radio England from Dave Cash. He was at the time working for Radio London.
And actually, that week had been my 21st birthday. And my girlfriend of the time had written up for a request for my birthday. And much surprise, he used to do a breakfast show on Radio London, and he read out my name. And so I thought, ah, I want to get into radio. He's read my request. I'll go and see him. And they used to do Radio London afternoons at the Marquee. And so I went up to the Marquee, looked at him on stage, and then he came off stage and managed to grab him. And it's sort of, hello, Dave, remember me? I'm the fella you played a record for. Now, to be fair to him, he actually did say, oh, yes, I remember. You're the disc jockey chap, which, load of rubbish, of course. He would have assumed that from what I'd said anyway. And I said, well, what's the chances of a gig on Radio London? Because, of course, everyone wanted to get on there. At the time, I was just doing discotheque stuff, as well as being a trainee chartered accountant during the day. He said, well, actually, you've no radio experience, have you? And I said, no. And he said, the best thing you can do is to try for a news station that's starting up very soon. He said, they're American, the ship's coming over very, very soon, and they'll be looking for a whole new lineup of staff. And he said, you stand a much better chance of getting on there. And he said, well, I actually know where these guys are at this moment. And they'd flown in that day, and they were staying at the Hilton Hotel in London. And I went right round to the Hilton Hotel, and I went to the desk and I said, could you tell me, please, where a Mr. Bill Vick is? And they told me the room number. So I went over to the phones, dialed the room, and a gentleman called Don Pearson answered the phone, and I explained who I was, and I was very interested in working for their new radio station. And they said, well, boy, you better come up and see us. It was just like the movies, you know. And I went up to their room at the Hilton, and they plied me with drink, which is no bad thing. I spoke to them for 2 hours. I've never spoken so much in all my life. And I thought, Roger, you've got to seize this opportunity. So I just kept talking and talking and talking, and managed to get across to them that although I didn't have any experience, I'd be very, very keen. And actually, they were looking for somebody like myself who didn't have experience. I didn't realise that at the time. I thought that would go against me. But that was in my favour, because they wanted people that they could train in their style of radio rather than what they'd already heard over here. Later on, they told me they just thought I had a typically English accent, and that would get me across. They thought they were in America rather than Britain, you see. They thought, well, it's kind of cute, isn't it? I mean, millions of other people sounded like me over here. But I wasn't going to let on, but stormed into my chief accountant and said, I'm leaving. He said, congratulations, going to a big firm of accountants, aren't you? And I said, well, no, as you probably realise, I do part-time disc jockeying. And I've got the chance to join one of those pirate radio stations. Well, after his secretary had brought the smelling salts in, because it was as if I'd hit him on the jaw, because he couldn't believe that somebody was leaving to go to one of those naughty old offshore stations.
This is the start of something, boss. The Roger Day Show on the Much More Music Station, Swingin' Radio England.
The boss jacks, bop, bop, play more music.
Number 9 in the Fun 50, Sound of the Happy Hollies, getting Roger Day off to a groovy start, and that's called Stop, Stop, Stop. But don't you stop, 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 gonna have groovy sounds right up until the midnight hour, when it's Baby Bruce Wayne. Turn hi-fi high and the lights down low, Baby Roo, we gonna go. Our first off, a brand new hit down sound on Swingin' Radio England. This is your hip ship, Brenda Lee, and she's coming on strong, she's looking pretty gorgeous too. Come on now, Brenda, tell us all about it, you're a darling.
Coming on strong.
Johnny Walker was also another disc jockey with no other broadcasting experience. He too managed to get a job with Radio England.
The story of how Johnny Walker got his name is because I was the first English guy to be hired, because he used to use the name Peter D at the clubs in Birmingham. And I was Roger Day, of course, not my real name. But I was allowed to keep my name because I was the first hired, and they didn't want somebody with a similar sounding name, which was common sense. And the order was, as he was the second employed, he should change his name. He wasn't very happy about it. How he got the name was, he was looking through a set of old Pam jingles, and one of these jingles had Johnny Walker. And he thought, what a fabulous sounding jingle. You know, the Johnny Walker, the Sonovox thing.
Johnny Walker!
I'll use that. And of course, he then became Johnny Walker.
That's the Much More Music sound of Ike and Tina Turner there. Number 8 in the Bop 40 this week. Do you remember, if anybody can remember which way Johnny Walker went when he came at the Cromwellian Club on Wednesday night, I'd like to know, because I can't remember, and that's why I'm slightly a day late. Anyway, I'm here now, so you've got to put up with me for a fortnight, I'm afraid. So now's the time to switch up.
Bop, jack, bop, bop, play more music now.
So much more music sound on Bus Radio, the Magic Lanterns. It's called Excuse Me, Baby. Almost dead.
Brian Tilney had come from an unusual background, as Roger Day recalls.
Oh, Brian was a lovely man. I always wanted to meet him again. He was from the East End of London, I think, or anyway, Essex, near London. He'd been a bingo caller, believe it or not. Most untypical, this jockey, he really was. And he was taken on because, same reason as myself, I suppose, was keen. Had no previous radio experience. And his presentation was a lot like a bingo caller would be. Looking back, you know, it was pretty appalling, but was effective at the time.
Graham Gill, who had worked on Radio London, joined after test transmissions, but before the official opening. The Americans, although comparatively young, were all experienced in radio and had been persuaded to join the station with tempting promises.
These American DJs had been told that the English audience would love them. You know, they'll eat you for breakfast, guys. You know, and the food on board will be like Hilton Hotel standard. It's a luxurious ship, you know, the whole flannel. So they sold up everything, these American DJs. They even had their furniture put in the hold on the ship.
Ron O'Quinn, the program director, was only 23 years old, but had already worked on 8 stations, including the highly rated WFUN in Florida.
Let's boss to number 33 with Rod on the radio at 23 minutes after 2 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 o'clock, it's the Jerry Smithwick program. It's a bang-up show. In fact, you've probably never heard a show as banged up as that one.
You
believe it. Live this weekend where the action is.
Song here that you heard first in the whole wide world on Swingin' Radio England.
Jerry Smithwick was 22 and had been born in Moultrie, Georgia, the same town in which Ron O'Quinn and Larry Dean had been brought up. Working on Radio England gave him very little opportunity to indulge his hobby, which was drag racing.
This is the Jerry Smithwick Show on the much more music station Swingin' Radio England.
Bop, bop, play more music now.
Ron on the radio goes with the Boss Beatles to America for the Beatles Summer Tour. Swingin' Radio England, your Boss Beatles station. And that's what's known as a hickey. A song from Dick and Dee Dee called Thou Shall Not Steal.
Swinging Radio England.
Gotta go get away, gotta get away.
Don't you say it, the Blue Flames. Swinging Radio England, Boz 2-1.
Get away, go, get
gotta go, get away. Third team before 4, good afternoon, Swinging Radio England.
And now, another typical episode in the life of a Radio England listener.
Hello there, everybody, this is Little Red Riding Hood, and with me is the Big Bad Wolf. Hello, Wolf.
Hello, Red. Hey, Red, what you got in that basket, huh? Let me see in that basket, Red.
Okay, just lift up the lid.
Boss Radio.
Larry Dean was also 22 and a close friend of Ron O'Quinn. He too had been born and brought up in Moultrie, Georgia.
Monday, Monday.
Boss Sound 4.
It just turns out that way.
Monday, Monday. And the Papa, Swingin' Radio England. Much more music on the Larry Dean Show.
Weather, 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 weather.
Look for partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Look for partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Chance of late afternoon showers turning mostly cloudy tonight with rain. High today, 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Low tonight, around 54. Currently, 69 degrees in the wide and wonderful. And the continent's only way to Boss. Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch. Hold tight. 13 before 1, Swingin' Radio England with much more music. Larry Dean till 2 o'clock. Rod O'Quinn, 2 to 6 p.m. Do it to it.
Of the other DJs on Radio England at the start, Rick Randall was from the same background as the other three Americans.
Rob
added Garfunkel, I Am a Rock for Deborah and Mickey of the Tartan Coffee Bar.
And a rock feels no pain.
He does indeed, believe it or not. That's
and
true.
An island never cries.
Tartan Coffee Bar, that's in Felixstowe. They wanted to hear that. Crazy, I don't know why. There's certainly no rocks. Soft and woolly. Oh, no, never mind. Anyway, friend. 13 before 6 o'clock. Good afternoon to you on the Randall Rambles at about 6 o'clock. Johnny Walker time of Boss Radio.
Swingin' radio divine, where the action is.
Hot dog, much more music 24 hours a day. Currently 67 degrees on the outside. I'd like to say hi also to Jenny in Great Yarmouth, but also in a couple of good boats there. A couple of boats. I was up on the deck today. We have kind of a rough sea today, in case you haven't noticed. You know, records jumping all over the place. At any rate, I'd like to say hi to those guys over the other boat, because I noticed they're getting pretty close to each other out there. And, well, they've been doing a pretty good job lately. We've got to pat them on the back. You know, every time something good comes along, you notice everything else seems to get a little bit better. So, I thought I'd throw that in. These are the Beach Babies, the Boss Radio.
Roger Day.
Rick Randall was a lovely man. One of the best, actually. The rest tended to be very aggressive. And I was under the impression they didn't like the English too much. I just got the feeling that they thought we were a little bit stupid. Probably were to them. New boys to radio. But they tended to make it known a lot. No, Larry Dean was always very, very kind. And so was Rick Randall. And he was a sort of fatherly figure who put his arm around you. Not for any, you know, sexual reason, I might add. There are a lot of those on the ships, we all know. But, so he'd say, look, why don't you try it this way? And then I learned a lot from him.
The remaining DJs and newsreaders were Brian Tilney, who, apart from bingo calling, had also been a former manager at the London Palladium, Australian Colin Nicol, who'd come from the Mi Amigo, and Englishman Phil Martin.
I was working in advertising at a firm called Lintas. I was a Unilever graduate trainee, whatever that means. I'd left university and gone for this excellent job in London. And I was sharing a flat with some friends in London. And they ran a sort of pop PR agency. And they introduced me to Rick Randall. Came along to our flat and he just said, asked me to read a few lines or something. And said, sounds fine to me. Come along and join us. So I went out basically on a trial basis, really. I hadn't actually any real intention of joining them, but I took 3 weeks off from Unilever for my holidays and went over there and thought, this is the life for me. And threw in, would never dream of doing that these days, and jobs are so hard to get, this one marvellous job with Unilever, and went to sea. I was given some title. I think I was even programme director of Britain Radio, whatever that meant. And I also worked on the news.
The news was, even for the 1960s, presented in a mind-boggling style, with echo, electronic bleeps and jingles that proclaimed,
you are listening to Radio England News, Europe's most comprehensive news service.
However, the news was at least initially compiled in a more professional way than Radio England's rivals.
We actually had one of these ticker tape machines, but unfortunately our own transmissions used to interfere with the reception, and a lot of the time the words on the tape were jumbled up. So after a while, we abandoned this and went back to doing what the other pirates were doing, which was, of course, nicking the news from the BBC.
The amazing presentation style of the bulletins was a challenge to most presenters.
Radio England, Batterline. This news is big news in the world now.
I'm Peter John in English Media. Title music is by Croatian artist Blasco and is published under Creative Commons. You can find this podcast on dmpodcast.net, DM is for Daily Minutes, and on several other platforms. De internetfaciliteiten en studio hardware voor Daily Minutes worden gesponsord door 70MHzShop.nl, 70MHzShop.nl.
Daily Minutes Podcast. Whoever hears this is crazy.
En microfoon naar retour.
This is Slow Scan Radio. Good evening, this is Peter John. We bring you experiments with slow scan TV images, mostly photos, and also several kinds of data transmission using FLDigi. We won't have much spoken word in today's episode. Today's show is full of SSTV and data. You will need FLDigi or something similar to decode the data, and in addition to that, a program like MMSSTV or QSSTV, or an app like Robot36 if you are an Android person, or CQSSTV for iOS. You can find more info on that on our website, which is slowscanradio.com, slowscanradio.com. We would appreciate your reports very much. I have a bit of a backlash responding to your reports, although I did respond to several of you. But this week we have our new QSL card ready, which, by the way, is only available digitally as PDF. I already have to send around 200 of them, so please be patient. Reports are much appreciated at our mail address, which is x@xraydeltavictor.mikeecho, x@xraydeltavictor.mikeecho, which is also on our website. We will start now with the digital version of the text you just heard in MFSK 64. All data today is at 1500 Hz. MFSK 64 and all data will be 1500 Hz. Thank you. Slow Scan Radio is copyright 2018, excluding rights of featured items and any music. Website is www.slowscanradio.com. Mail address is xray@xraydeltavictor.mikeecho.com.